Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl after this. Whether you raise row crops, small grain, forage, or livestock, the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th, 9th, 10th, Tulsa, Oklahoma is a can't-miss event. You'll find the latest products and services for your operation. Take in a gentle horse training clinic with Craig Cameron, sponsored by Sutherland's. Browse expanded hay, spray, and power equipment exhibits, plus the exciting livestock handling skills competition for scholarship dollars. Be sure to test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport Mower. It's all free, so be sure and come. You'll have a great time at the 2011 Tulsa Farm Show.
If you're a Native American who was denied a farm loan or loan servicing from the USDA between 1981 and late 1999, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There'll be meetings on November 28th and 29th in McAlester, Oklahoma and Seminole, Oklahoma, and on November 30th through December 1st in Hugo, Oklahoma and Ada, Oklahoma, where you can get free legal help filing a claim. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
As we continue our conversation with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel, talking a little bit about market outlook with him today. Daryl, what about, first of all, Fed cattle markets? Where do you see them going?
Well, and, you know, start with the futures as a current indication of at least where that pool of traders is looking at it. And we've got most of next year priced pretty close to the $1.30 mark for Fed cattle. So you take that as a working number. I think the supply fundamentals in this industry are sufficient to even push it higher than that. But I think the real key going forward will be that demand side. Demand will provide the limit at the retail level and thus will cap box beef and so on down the system. So we really don't know where the upper limit is, but I think we're comfortable with the idea that we could be in that 120 to 130 range and potentially, at least at times, slightly higher than that.
For the yearly market and those calves, I mean, obviously we're going to be chasing pretty small numbers.
Extremely tight numbers, and again, the real key in that is once we get to the point of drought recovery, we're going to pull heifers out of that. That's going to really squeeze feeder supplies, not only from a cattle feeding standpoint, but then when you look at those feeder cattle markets, again, you take futures as an indication. We've got most of the feeder futures priced at around 150. That would be for a, you know, seven weight kind of a steer. I think you'll see a couple things happen next year. Obviously, the lightweight animals will tend to be higher than that. We'll see these calf prices close to and probably over $2 a pound for some of the lightweight steers. The other thing that I think will happen as we go into that process, whenever it occurs, is that we will see heifers gain relative to steers. We're going to see heifers sell very close to steer prices, perhaps premium to steers at times, because I think the demand for this female market is actually has the potential to outstrip the demand for the feeder steer market at times over the next 1 to 2 years.
And of course, that relates to the rebuilding of the mama cow herd across the country. Dr. Peel says that will not take place overnight.
It has to be a slower process. I don't think it's a question now. The biology is necessarily slow. You know, biology would tell you we can significantly increase cattle numbers in as little as 2 years. I think the reality of having a credible critical mass of animals to function both our needs in terms of meat production, at the same time to rebuild the breeding herd, we're talking about a 5 to 6 or perhaps longer than that, 5 to 6 year period probably. For both economic reasons and for just animal availability reasons, I think it's a prolonged process.
Extension Livestock Market Economist from Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's coming up Saturday, December 3rd, the 30th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition. The sale begins at noon at the Durant Livestock Auction, Durant, Oklahoma. Selling 80 hand-selected limousine and limflex bulls, as well as a few Angus. So go to AmericanCattleServices.com for a complete sales catalog. And for more information, call 580-597-3006. That's December 3rd, the Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition in Durant, Oklahoma.
Remember, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.